This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
People in over 150 countries get ready to mobilize against climate change in action. Protests will coincide with the climate summit convened by UN Secretary General. Communities in the South are being hit by the impacts of climate change and dirty energy now. It's not a question of the future, it's a question of now, it's a question of survival now, warned environmental activist Sarah Shaw from Friends of the Earth International on Wednesday. We are participating in these mobilizations to stand with the people being impacted now as well, added Shaw during an interview with Real World Radio in her capacity as coordinator of the Environmental Federation's work on climate justice and energy. Friday will mark the beginning of a week of global action for the future and for climate justice, with activities anticipated in 150 countries. According to the organizers, themselves a diverse range of people and groups, these mobilizations could become the largest global protest against climate inaction. They will peak on September 27th with a global climate strike. September 20th to the 27th will be a week of actions organized by Reclaim Power, a movement which gathers social movements, international networks, non-governmental organizations and others to fight against dirty energy and for the people's rights to public, renewable and community-controlled energy. Sarah Shaw stated that Friends of the Earth International supports the mobilizations.
Friends of the Earth International is supporting students and young people and people from all walks of life who are taking part in the global climate strike between the 20th and 27th of September, and also who are mobilising as part of the Reclaim Power mobilisations that are happening at the same time. So organisers are saying that it's going to be one of the largest global mobilisations against the climate breakdown, with many thousands of people in 150 countries pledging to organise events. So Friends of the Earth greets lots in Europe, in Germany, the UK, US, but also in El Salvador and Japan and across other parts of Europe are going to be taking action and standing alongside youth who are striking because of the climate emergency. So it's a truly inspiring movement of young people who are concerned about the future because of climate breakdown. But I think as Friends of the Earth International, we've got a really crucial role because we are made up of grassroots groups in both the North and the South, and it's communities in the South that are being hit by the impacts of climate change and dirty energy now. So it's not a question of the future, it's a question of now, it's a question of survival now. So we're participating in these mobilisations to stand with people being impacted now as well. So we want to see a viable future for everyone, for both the North and the South.
Global protests will coincide with the Climate Action Summit convened by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on September 23rd in New York, USA. Its official goal is that governments increase their national contributions to reducing polluting emissions by 2020 in order to halt climate change. Friends of the Earth International warns that they don't have high expectations for the outcomes. We listen to Sarah again.
The mobilizations are happening to take place around the UN Secretary General Climate Summit, which is happening in New York on the 23rd of September. And this event, the idea is that countries would come with an increased ambition in their national targets. But there's been a lot of pressure on increasing mitigation targets and very little focus on adaptation and finance, which is crucial for the global south. There's a sense that there won't be a huge ramp up that's expected and that those commitments aren't likely to be made. So, you know, we will see. We'll probably hear some big speeches from lots of people, but whether we see the response that we need to the climate crisis in New York is unlikely. Friends of the Earth International has got some representatives of member groups who are going to be there. We have Sustine Nemanja from Uganda and Philip Dakpour from Friends of the Earth Nigeria. And they will both be there. They will be speaking about the impacts in their country of both climate change and dirty energy, and representing Friends of the Earth International at various different events that are happening in the sidelines of the summit.
Meanwhile, environmental activist Ricardo Navarro of CESTA, Friends of the Earth El Salvador, told Real World Radio that it is important that leaders meet because they are the ones who will have to make decisions, but they are out of focus. He explained that although it is clear that we cannot continue emitting greenhouse gases, governments are looking for alternatives which do not really address the crisis. Countries are negotiating how to make some modifications, or if they should tax carbon a bit higher, or even look for ways to absorb it, but the thing is they are not challenging the real causes of the problem, which is the economic and political system itself. Navarro added that humanity is also suffering a serious biodiversity crisis. We are mortgaging the future, he warned. Meanwhile, activist Anai Takahashi from Friends of the Earth Japan stated,
I hope that every country will agree to raise their NDCs. I demand Japanese government to more ambitious contribution. For example, one thing that Japan can do for the climate justice is to raise their fund for climate change should be more radically increased. We should double the amount for the climate funds. At the beginning, the Fridays for Future in Japan was launched in the last February. Then we already had 2 global strikes in Tokyo and Kyoto. Then this time, next September 20th, we also preparing for the big massive parade as a Friday for Future. We called it as a global climate march. As a Fridays for Future Tokyo, we are preparing the letter to the metropolitan government to declare the climate emergency. The students now drafting their letter. Then we will publicize the letter before the march. We will march to demand to declare the climate emergency. And also we are creating some stuffs to mobilize people, especially young people, and also call for international school students.
When asked about the climate crisis, Navarro stated that we urgently need to change the entire economic, ideological, and political system of the planet, repeatedly emphasizing urgently. He also said that the unity of different social groups, such as feminist organizations, peasants, environmental activists, trade union members, and others, is key to push for these changes. I feel quite optimistic when I see that Friends of the Earth International has extremely good relations with Via Campesina, with the World March of Women, with workers and other environmental groups, of course, said Navarro. Meanwhile, Shaw declared,
we need to see radical system change. We need to see real solutions. So we need a just transition away from fossil fuels, from nuclear, from large-scale hydro and agri-fuels and incineration, other forms of dirty and harmful energy. And we need to be building the alternatives. So we now more than ever, we need leaders who care about making a contribution towards the climate crisis. But we face a very challenging sort of political landscape at the moment to get that done. But we will be fighting for real solutions and for radical system change.
Friends of the Earth International advocates for public, community-managed renewable energy, food sovereignty and agroecology, community forest management, and other real solutions against the serious biodiversity and climate crisis we're facing.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm